sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 22 kuNtulikazi 2024 uTabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usexwayise abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi baziphathe kuhle bengayangisi ilizwe phambilini ngomhlangano womanyano weSADC ozaqhutshwa ngenyanga ezayo elizweni lapho akhangelele ukuba ngomgcini isihlalo walumanyano.
Akazimiselanga uMnangagwa ukushintsha nangabe kunesikhalo sokuthi kuningi okungahambi kuhle ezweni laseZimbabwe kusimo sezepolitiki.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court lamuhla wesule isigwebo kanye lecala eletheswa umnumzana Job Scala okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-National Democratic Working Group elokugqugquzela udlakela lokwethula imibiko yamanga.
Despite ujabula ukuthi kasela cala sithukuthele ngendaba ye-constitutionalism ukubana kukhona okumele kulungiswe lapha ngoba amakhothi lawa phansi kumele ethi nxa enika umuntu icala kuhambelane lokunikwa phezulu.
Umkhankaso womsekeli kamongameli welemelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris okudinga isikhundla sikamongameli welemelika uqale kuhle lamuhla kulandela ukuphuma kulimncintiswano kukamongameli Joe Biden izolo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usexwayise abantu belizwe lakhe ukuthi baziphathe kuhle bengayangisi eleZimbabwe phambilini komhlangano womanyano weSADC ozaqhutshwa ngenyanga ezayo elizweni lapho akhangelele ukuba ngumgcini isihlalo walumanyano. Ukhulume amazwi la emathuneni Heroes Acre eHarare lapho obekungcwatshwa khona umnumzana Michael Chaminuka owalwa kumpi yenkululeko. Amazwi kamongameli Mnangagwa agcizelelwe ngumphathintambo obona ngokwenzakala ekhaya umnumzana Kazembe Kazembe, yena othe olendlebe zokuzwa kufanele ezizwele ukuthi umongameli uthene. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa nomnumzana Senzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungulela zombusazwe okhuluma ezimele.
Inkulumo kanumzana uMnangagwa isitshela okuningi ngeqembu lelibusayo eliza noPierre. Okokuqala ukuthi alibekezeleli ukuchothozwa ngamanye amaqembu aphikisayo. Angikholwa futhi ukuthi yinkulumo engenziwa ngunoma umuphi upresident. Le yinkulumo eyenziwa ngupresident onguzilwakhe onguntamo lukhuni ongaphikiswayo. Ngoba konke lokhu uma ugoqela ngezwe elilodwa kuyikuhlukumeza kwamalungelo oluntu. Akazimiselanga uMnangagwa ukushintsha nangabe kunesikhalo sokuthi kuningi okungahambi kuhle ezweni laseZimbabwe, kuningi okungalunganga ezweni laseZimbabwe kusimo sezepolitiki. Futhi esingahle sikuxhumanise nje lapho yikubotshwa kwalabo ababotshwayo, yikubizwa kusetshenziswa umthetho kukamnumzana uSikhala okade ehambile epheshaya esiyadinga ukunyangwa. Bakukhathile lokho ngoba befuna ukuthi asondele eduze ukuze bazombona kahle, ngoba nxa engekho eduzane kuningi akade engakukhuluma akade bengeyikuhambisana lakho. Sondezele ukuthi bezomelusa eseduzane kunkulumo angahle azikhulume.
Zona iziphathamandla zeSADC zilolwazi ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe kumbe akubonakali njengokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu emuntwini ophansi?
Omongameli beSADC sisibaya kwazi kahle mhlophe ukuqhubeka eZimbabwe. Yibo futhi akade bethumele ukuthi kuzoqatshwa ukhetho eZimbabwe kwaphuma iripoti eyaphumayo. Leyani iripoti iyodwa ifikile kubo bonke omongameli beSADC kuwo wonke amazwe eSADC. Njalo futhi noma sibuyela emuva kuningi abakwaziyo ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo eZimbabwe ukuthi kuba lokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Kunenge abakwaziyo ngokubotshwa kwabaholi bamaqembu aphikisayo. Kumanje nje njengoba sikhuluma abantu beZimbabwe bathe chithisaka bagcwele emazweni abo. Kambe ukuthi abazibuzi na ukuthi laba bantu beze ngobunengi kangaka bazokwenzana emazweni abo.
Lo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubunguleza umbusazwe izimele obexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga owe Studio 7. Umthethandaba we High Court lamuhla wesule isigwebo kanye lecala eletheswa umnumzana Job Scala okhokhela inhlanganiso yeNational Democratic Working Group elokugqugquzela udlakela lokwethula imibiko engamanga. Umnumzana Scala ufike elizweni izolo ngemva kwenyanga ezine engekho esithi uyelatshwa kwamanye amazwe kulandela ukukhululwa kwakhe esitokisini lapho ayesehlale isikhathi esedlula umnyaka owodwa lengxenye. Ngemva kokwesulwa kwecala lakhe, wethule umbiko esola indlela aphatha ngayo ejele. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba osithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7, uxoxe lomnumzana Kavodi Mpofu, umgcini sihlalo ogatsha lwabatsha kanye labafundi kunhlanganiso kamnumzana Sikhala.
Sizwa silokuthukuthela kakhulu against uhulumeni kujengisela ukubana amakhoti lawa aphansi awazimelanga wodwa ayasetshenziswa njalo kutshengisela kuyi-threat kakhulu to amalungelo oluntu nxa kuzayenzakala njalo ukubana umuntu kumele qale ebanjwe nganulecala kumakhoti aphansi phezulu sebesithi hayi. So kutshengisela ukuthi umthetho lokuphikisana silamthetho owodwa eZimbabwe. So sizwa silokuthukuthela kakhulu la umnumzana Sikhala uthukuthele ngakho khona lokho ngoba kutshengisela ukuthi ke to which constitution yethu njengabantu beZimbabwe ayikho safe ayivikelekanga nxa kusenziwa njalo. Despite ujabula ukuthi kaselacala sithukuthele ngendaba yeconstitutionalism ukubana kukhona okumele kulungiswe lapha ngoba amakhoti lawa phansi kumele ethi nxa enika umuntu icala kuhambelane lokunikwa phezulu unothi ukuthi kukhanye sengani abalokuphikisana.
Siyezwa njalo amagqwetha kamnumzana Sikhala esithi engamangalela umthethwandaba bazaqhubeka ngalokhu yini njalo kuningani kuzasiza.
Kumele kuqhubeke ngokumangalela umthethandaba ngoba umthethandaba indlela abaphatha ngayo icala le kwamkhoza ithoma ukuhlupheka kwamqedela isikhathi njalo sikhangela even lendleko zokuthi wahlala isikhathi eside okwesedlula umnyaka ivalilwe for icala ukuthiwa kalikho kungela imali engenayo kungela mtondla imbulo yakhe. So umthethandaba kumele umangalele ngoba bakhoze ubuhlungu obukhulu le damage enkulu eyalungiseke empilweni ngoba sokuhambisela imuva empilweni njengomuntu athi epractisa engumeli kwa-traumatiza le muli yakhe khona lokhu kwakhozwa umthethandaba njalo ke umthethandaba kumele umangalelwa khona lokhu and kumele kuncede khona kuyafundisa kuyasethi precedence phambili ukubana umthethandaba kawume eqinisweni uqakathekise amalungelo oluntu.
Lo ngumnumzana Kamfondi Mpofu, umgcini sihlalo wabatsha labafundi kwinhlanganiso yeNational Democratic Working Group ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Job Scala, obexoxa ecingweni losithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 eseHarare. Umkhankaso womsekeli kamongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris uqale kuhle lamuhla. Abanye abakhokeli bebandla lakhe ele Democratic Party osibalukhulu bezigaba ezijiyeneyo labaphathisa ngemali bethe bazamsekela ukuthi amelele libandla kukhetho lukamongameli oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi kulandela ukuphuma kulolu khetho kukamongameli Joe Biden. Kulandela umbiko wakhe okuthi akasoze ancintise, umnumzana Biden uhle wazisa ukuthi uzasekela umsekeli wakhe kukhetho lolo. UHarris oleminyaka efika phose amachuma ayisithupha 59 uhle wazisa izolo ukuthi uzakhankasela ukuthi ibandla lakhe limkhethe ukuthi alimele kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika. Ibandla leDemocratic Party likhangelele ukuthi lizakhetha ozalimela kulolu khetho emhlanganweni walo omkhulu oweconvention ozaqhutshwa ngenyanga ezayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lodabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kweleMelika njalo elandela ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
ozofuka ukuguga kwakhe sekumele ahlehle avulele indlela omunye umuntu ongangena.
Isinqumo sikaBiden lesi sitshoni kwezombusazwe leMelika.
I think ukukhombisa istability lokuthi i-experiment le-democracy iyatshengisa ukuthi iyasebenza njalo kulamagadre engingathi ngamagadrels ameka sure ukuthi i-freedom le-democracy ziyaqhubekela phambili.
Inkokheli zamanye amazwe zingafundani kusinqumo leso?
Into esiqakatheke kakhulu ilesi sokuthi elofake ilizwe labantu belizwe phambi ngaphambi ngoNovember.
Abanye bathi ibandla lamademocracy lingahlangana lodubo lokwephula umthetho, libona njani lokho?
Cha, okumele abantu bakunanzelele ukuthi inominee kaprezi kamongameli yenziwa ngamadelegates awe-party. I-Democratic Party ilama-delegates angu-4,700 okuyibona abazohlangana ku-convention ezolaye uKamala Harris na noma bakhetha omunye umuntu.
Akusoze kube lokudonselana na lapha kubukhokheli bama-Democrats?
Donselana khona kungaba khona ngoba ma sikhangelisisa udaba lolu isikhathi sakhona engingathi from manje ukuyofika i-convention sesifishane. So abantu abaningi ade bekhangelela ukuthi ama-vote abo bazowanikeza uJoe Biden, kodwa sizwile yena uJoe Biden ngokwakhe endoza uKamala Harris.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo odabuka Umnumzana Dan Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe ehlala kweleMelika ulandela ezombusazwe ezimele. Ubexoxa le Studio 7 eseVirginia kweleMelika.
Umongameli Joe Biden oleminyaka engamachumi ayisishiyagalombili lanye uthi isikhundla sakhe izolo ngemva kokukhonona kwabantu abanengi abebandla lamademocrats abathi usegugile, kungakho akumelanga ancintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakweleMelika lonyaka.
Kusenjalo ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe amabandla ezombusazwe labantu jikelele bathi inyathelo elithethwe ngumongameli Joe Biden weleMelika elokungancintisi kukhetho ngolwezi liyancomeka ngoba liveza umbuso wentando kaZulu lokwakhiwa kwamabandla aqinileyo, hathi ukuthembela kunkokheli kuphela, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umongameli Joe Biden oleminyaka engamachumi ayisishiyagalombili lanye uthi isikhundla sakhe izolo ngemva kokukhonona kwabantu abanengi abebandla lamademocrats abathi usegugile, kungakho akumelanga ancintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakweleMelika lonyaka. Embikweni awethule ngesonto ntambama, umongameli Biden uthe lanxa ebefuna ukuncintisa angene kuhlandla lesibili lombuso wakhe, akaseyi kwenza lokhu ngoba yikho okufanele ibandla lakhe lelizwe leMelika. Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe zithi okwenziwe ngumongameli Biden kubonakalisa ukuqakatheka kwamabandla aqinileyo lokujuliswa kombuso wentando kaZulu. Enye yalezi ngcwethi esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, uthi okwenziwe ngumongameli Biden kuyamukeleka kakhulu.
Ukwehla kukaBiden esihlalweni kuyademonstrate, kutshengisela, kuyabukeza ebantwini ekuqakatheka kokuba lama-institutions aqinileyo. Ukuba lama-institutions aqinileyo njalo aqakatheka ukwedlula abantu abahleli ezitulweni zawo, abahleli ezikhundleni.
Osekele umnumzana Gumbo ngumnumzana Mlungisi Dube, ingcwethi ezimele yona othi umongameli Biden wenze kuhle ngokubona ukuba ngasenelisi ukuqhubeka wachia.
Sithemba ukubana kuzayenza ukubana abantu abakhona abakhontesta endaweni ezehlukeneyo e-Afrika labo befunde ngokufana nayo ukubana nxa usumdala uyeke utshiyele abanye abasabatsha ukuze ibandla lakho lenelise ukunqoba.
Okhokhela ibandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Ebert Jamuka uthi okwenziwe ngumongameli Biden kuveza ukuba kulombuso wentando kaZulu kweleMelika.
UJoe Biden ugule kancane kodwa wavuma ukuresigna eshiyela isikhundla uvice president wakhe. But apha e-Afrika kunzima ukuthi inkokheli zalapha e-Afrika zishiye isikhundla.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Promise Kwananzi owecelele Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Jameson Timber.
Kukhuthaza kakhulu lokho ke sibone kusenzakala ke kwelemelika umkhokheli uJoe Biden elalela ke amazwi abantu uzulu jikelele waseAmerica. Siyakukhuthaza even lokho eZimbabwe ukuthi xa abantu bekhulumile ubukhokheli kumele bulalele.
Osekela ibandla leZANU-PF ekugajalwa abatsha kubandla leli umnumzana Mehluli Ncube uthi njengebandla abalandaba lokwenziwe ngumongameli Biden esithi kumele ozangena eMelika esule izijezo zinotho athi zetheswa eZimbabwe.
Lokhu kuzafaka i-disadvantage enkulu kakhulu kubandla aphumakilo ngoba i-race for i-presidency ye-America yaqala kudala, njalo iqale kudala. Ukuphuma kwakhe kathesi kuyadisadvantage iloba mbani ozathatha lapho uJoe Biden achiye khona. Njalo kuyafaka i-advantage to amanye nje ama-political parties lama-individuals, ikakhulukazi ibandla likaDonald Trump laye uDonald Trump.
Kodwa enye ingcwethi e-coalition le-National University of Science and Technology, NUST, umnumzana Nkosikhona Sibanda uthi okwenziwe ngumongameli Biden kuzabangela ukuba umnumzana Donald Trump anqobe ukhetho.
Lokhu kwenziwa yikuthi abaningi abacubungula ezepolitics kwele Melika bebevele becabangela ukuthi uDonald Trump nguye ozaphumelela kulolu khetho oluzayo.
Ukulandela ukungaqhubi kuhle kwakhe kungxoxompikiswano ngenyanga edlileyo, abanye abakhokheli bebandla lama-Democrats bakhuthaze umongameli Biden ukuthi adedele omunye kusikhundla sozamela ama-Democrats kukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Esithi ngasoza ncintise kukhetho, umnumzana Biden uthe uzasekela umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris ukuba ancintise kukhetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimndondolozi Ndlovu.
Ingcwethi kwezempila kahle sezikhuthaze abesilisa abaleminyaka engamachumi amane kusiya phezulu ukuba bengavilaphi ukuyahlolwa imvukuzane ehlasela isitho somzimba sangasese. Linyanga kaNtulikazi emhlabeni jikelele isibekelwe ukulimukisa abesilisa ngokuqatheka kokuhlolwa imvukuzane le abayithi yi-prostate cancer, ngoba isihamba phambili ekuhlaseleni kuzo zonke imvukuzane ezihlasela abesilisa. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Udokotela Derek Matsika oyingcweti ekwelapheni izitho zabesilisa uthi imvukuzane ehlasela umthambo othwala umthambiso lenhlanyelo yabobaba iyelapheka ingaphanyiselwa, kodwa uthi ingaphuzelwa isichamele ezinye izitho zomzimba kuba nzima ukuyelapha.
Umkhuhlane lo umkhuhlane obamba wonke umuntu le-prostate, kutsho ukuthi umuntu onke ongubaba. Kodwa umkhuhlane oyanda ukuya ngokukhula and umkhuhlane futhi oyanda ukulandela imuli. Nxa sithi imuli singalokhu esikhiwe ngesikhiweni esithi ngama-genetics. Umkhuhlane lowo usungumkhuhlane esithi uphezulu umkhuhlane yonke yabo yemvukuzane kubobaba. And kubobaba bonke ababa-40 nxa sithi i-commonness kumbe sithi i-cancer evamileyo sebe sithi i-prostate cancer. Into embi ngomkhuhlane loyo ukuthi ekuqiniseni qiniseni nxa ulayo usaqalisa awulali uthole ukuzwayo emzimbeni. Ungabona sulokhona okuzayo sasesithi sulama-complications kumbe sisilo sithi i-advanced cancer. Ikuyasimo sasethi ukuthi imvukuzane le simumatheka umzimba wonke.
Udokotela Matsika uthi izibonakaliso ze-prostate cancer azibonakali uma iqala, yikho bekhuthaza ukuhlolwa kusasemasinya.
Now amandane bazambuza manje zabakwazi njani ukuthi lo mvukuzane leyo kumbe nayo. Okokuqala kudingi system olinyanyini kulo muntu owaba le mvukuzane yini. Whether yona ngowaye lesithi prostate cancer kumbe ni mvukuzane yabo mama leyo kuthiwa yi-breast cancer. Ezathotha nxa umama le-breast cancer uyanda ukuthi umntwana leyo ongumfana engaba le-chance yokuthele ngani ibe le-prostate cancer. 32, I just am going to touch his card. It's just a simple blood test. This is a CTPSA. It's called the prostate specific antigen. That's the most important. You know, you have a chance of losing the age. And I have a chance, then it's okay to lose the same age. I'm a test that my CCR pump. But the normal chance I have a cool
Udokotela Nkosilathi Chabalala yena uchaza izibonakaliso lokwelatshwa we-prostate cancer.
Number one, i-BPH, esibiza kuthiwa i-benign prostatic hypertrophy. So masithi benign sithi ukuthi sisho ukuthi indayi cancerous, non cancerous, bese bay prostate cancer. Once lo prostate iyaqala ukukhumala, iyaqala ukunikeza izinkinga because njengoba nje kundlula leli pipe in between in the center of the prostate, leli likhipha umchamo ke from sea. Kube khona ukuthi umuntu mama uyakhanula njengoba adusho, kuba khona i post urination dribbling and sometimes uzonga zathi awuqedile uchamo. Bese kuba khona inkinga ke enkulu ke ukuthi izinso ziyaqala ziyalimala because ungasaphumi ngendlela. Build up eke pressure, lo pressure itranslateka einzweni.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Bheki Nkosi Nkiwane uthi wake wahlolwa imvukuzane ye prostate.
Ngihamba ngahlola prostate cancer ngisenyusisa 48 years, kodwa bayifumana. Manje sengile 56 years, udokotela wangihlolayo wathi sengilayo njalo uyalapheka ngoba isaqala.
Uqhubeke wathi ubehlala esiyahlolwa yaze yatholakala eseleminyaka edlula amathumi amahlanu.
Ngakho ngikhumbuza abesilisa ukuthi bayohlolwa ukuze bahlale besazi isimo sabo. Ngoba ungacabanga ukuthi njengoba wahlolwa ule 40 years kusho ukuthi vela sozubelayo. Nango-ke mina sengile 56 sengilayo. So sengiyahamba-ke ngiyohlolwa futhi. Ngikhuthaza abantu bonke besilisa ukuthi hhayi la nxa ngoba wayehlolwa wathola ingekho uyela uyohlolwa ngoba iyalapheka nxa isencane.
Inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba ephethe ezempilakahle eye-World Health Organization i-WHO ithi eleZimbabwe likusilinganiso sechumi lane kumazwe womhlaba abhekane lobunzima bemvukuzane ye-prostate cancer. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Isibotshwa seZimbabwe esivele ebulenjini be-internet sigiya ngokuthi sihleli mnandi njalo sithola konke esikufunayo ejele eSouth Africa sesivuse intukuthelo enkulu kuzizalwane zalelo lizwe lakumphathintambo wogatsha lwezamajele. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe lesi esivalelwe ejele yeGoodwood eCape Town siphume kumifanekiso kamabonakude ebulenjini be-intanethi sikhombisa njabulo enkulu. Osekubangele intukuthelo enkulu ngalo oweZimbabwe owaziwa ngokuthi nguBoniface Banks njalo ebotshelwe icala lokuthumba ngamazwi awakhulumayo.
Linjani lapho nxa lisifake ejele licabanga ukuthi siyahlupheka? Khohlwani, khangelani ukuthi sijabule njani siyithola isidlo sekuseni esemini lasantambama. Asibhadali renti lamagetsi, sikuthola konke mahala. Sihlele kahle kakhulu, asihlupheki.
Inkulumo yakhe le isivuse umsindo omkhulu. Iningi lezalwane zakwele South Africa ezikhuluma ngalolu daba ebulenjini zithi kuyamangalisa ukuthi kungani sebenzisa umakhalekhukhwini okungavunyelwayo kuzibotshwa. Abanye betheza uhulumende umlando besithi nguye ofike waphatha abangene elizweni bezodala amacala ngezandla ezifudumalayo. Abanye njalo sebesithi ababanjwe babuyiselwe emuva bonke abeZimbabwe ngenxa yalesi senzo soyedwa. Kanti ke bakhona bathi abokuza abasemajele sekufanele bathwaliswe amalahle ekhanda bengaphiwa ukudla. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa njalo onguye obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zebandla leSofa Sonke Party umnumzana Freeman Bengu uthi bathukuthele baganunwabo ngesenzo sikamnumzana Banks okwenze baze bathinta ugatsha lwezamajele bekhonona.
Siyayikhondema and siyigxekile. Sizamile ukuthi sikhulume ne-Department of Police ne-Department of Correctional Service. Sibatshengisa le video, sibatshela nangale video le. And into engingayisho ukuthi sijabulile ukuthi amalentuzana ama-law enforcement wethu athathile i-responsibility. Bamfuna lo muntu, bamthole lentuzana ene. They've taken back ilentu cellphone number yakhe and they've referred him to a much stricter enclosure. Sikhathele ukuthi ama-foreigners mawafika la eSouth Africa enze the way afuna ngakhona. You know, this thing by this Zimbabwean prisoner goes to show i-arrogance nokudelela kwama-foreigners la eSouth Africa.
Okhokela inhlanganiso yezibotshwa umnumzana Miles Budu uto weZimbabwe lo kuzafuze ajeziswe kakhulu. kodwa ke umnumzana Bhudu uthi kungenzeka utshotshozelwe izibotshwa zakwele South Africa ukuthi enze lokho.
Kufanele abanjwe oweZimbabwe lo akhulume ukuthi ngobani abamthume ukwenza lesi senzo sakhe sokweyisa umthetho.
Kusenjalo umphathintambo ogatsha lwezamajele umnumzana Peter Groenewald laye udla amalahle ngalolu daba.
Kanye ke asakuphinda lokhu sesimfake ejele esigange ezesatshwayo i-maximum prison. Sesimethe seyicala futhi lokutholakala elo makhalekhukhwini. Sengilinde ukwazi ukuthi ngobani abalindi abamekele senza lokhu labo bawuzawukhomba olotshwala.
Isikhulumi senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwanazi uthi lihlazwe likhulu leli elenziwe ngweZimbabwe lowo.
Kube lihlazwe elidlula elokuqala leli abatenzileyo ukuthi bakhwele emkhanda abantu baseSouth Africa ngokuchoma ukuthi bona basejele bayakholisa kumnandi. Kubi lokhu kakhulu, siyakusola, sikuchothoza ngendlela enkulu kakhulu. Sifisa mpela ukuthi njengoba bemfakile kumaximum prison kanje asibambe impela sidonse isigwebo sakhe mhlawumbe abe nokuzisola.
Ugatsha lwezamajele luthi luphakathi kokwethula ubucwepheshe bakulezi nsuku obuza kwenza amagagasi ezokuxhumana ebulenjini be-internet angafinyeleli lapho okuvalelwe khona izibotshwa. Luthi njalo luphakathi kokuqinisa ukuhlolwa kwezibotshwa ukuze kungabi khona olwamakhalekhukhwini. Ngamele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kule South Africa, inguThuso Khumalo.
Okwamanje sengilitshiye ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumlayezo elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, Studio 7, njani ngifeliqinisa lokhuluma. Hayi lana besinesikhalo lana, hayi nabantu sinokuhlala nje sihlale phansi khalazi. Uyabona uBusani Sibanda, hayi uBusani Sibanda mpela uyishaya khona esikhonkosini intshumayelo yakhe badla. Angazi ukuthi uBusani Sibanda waye amathuba okuthi angene azoshumayela engatholakali esikhathini esiningi njengabanye atholakala, ngoba uBusani Sibanda ushumayela lona ivangeli lama-Afrika. Akacuphi eBhayibhelini, iBhayibhelini akacuphi kuphi, ulishaya straight elama-Afrika. Phela iBhayibheli leyo incwadi yafika nabelungu, njalo futhi iBhayibheli le akusizi ukuthi yabhalwa nguJesu, ayibhalwa nguJesu le iBhayibheli le. UBusani Sibanda uyishaya khona mpela mpela. UBusani Sibanda intshumayelo yakhe ngeyama-Afrika, ama-Afrika the way ayenza ngakhona, the way thina ngoba sathathwa indlela zethu zaphandulwa, kwathi ngathi manje sesikhonza isilentuzane Western. Kodwa njengo uBusani Sibanda ma eshumayela mpela, eshaya khona mpela ukuthi hayi thina singama-Afrika sasihamba ngale ndlela, asibuyeleni kuyona leya indlela uBusani Sibanda oshumayela ngayo, uBusani Sibanda oqhuba ngayo ilempi. Uyabona indlela zethu uBusani Sibanda uzazi eziqeda ngqo.
Sanibonani bathakazi. Ya indaba le ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe nayo ayicace kahle, ayicace kahle kuzwakale, ngoba abafuna le mali e-current entsha isecure, kumele ukuthi imali ingene emabhenki. Manje abantu abafaki imali emabhenki ngoba i-current i-fee, monthly fee yamabhenki wonke iphezulu ngenye indlela ethusa kakhulu, ukuthi ungafaki imali yakho laphana uthole ingekho ngenyanga.
Lawo bekungamazi enu linabalaleli bethu elisithumele wona nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202-465-0318. Lingakhohlwa liyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esihlaziya khona umkhankaso wokudinga umongameli weleMelika kulandela ukuchiya lomncintiswano kukamongameli Joe Biden izolo, esithi ufisa kuncintise umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu namhlanje oluvalelisayo nguTabo Kancube, ngizithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na7pm kusvika na7:30pm.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.